Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. One of the things we talk about often is the value of your time. And I think it's such an important component of productivity. Once you realize how long it takes you to do something and you start to put value on your time, you start to get much clearer about tasks that you should be taking on and those you shouldn't. And the argument I've made before is that your time is much more precious than your money, because you're going to have an opportunity in life to make more money, but no matter what you do, you cannot make more time. So when we talk about understanding the value of your time, realize that it's a moving target. The value of your time becomes more expensive as you become more successful. So you have to think about that. And that means that that's constantly moving around. So you have to determine at stages of your life what your time is worth. So if you just graduated from college, let's say, you're in school even, you know, you're probably cleaning your own house. I shouldn't say you should, but odds are you're cleaning your own house. But at some point, unless you really enjoy cleaning houses, at some point it makes sense to hire somebody else to do it. And I would argue that this is a valuation you want to put on your time and ask yourself, can you afford to do it? And if you can, is it worth your time doing it? In other words, should you be doing it or should you be looking to get someone else to do it? And part of that's going to depend upon how much you either enjoy or dislike the task, right? Because that's going to play into the equation. But the other part is that time that you have. And so as I suggested, the more successful you become, the more you should make this a consideration. Should you be doing this particular task? Should you be hiring somebody else? So one of the things I want to ask you to do is think about what the value of your time is. Okay, and I want you to think about it not just from the standpoint of a weekday, but a weekend as well. So if you're going to spend a couple hours doing yard work, what's the value of that time? What is the opportunity cost of that time? What could you be doing if you weren't doing that yard work? And again, if the yard work's therapeutic, we're going to talk about that, then that's great. But if there's other things you'd rather be doing in that time slot, what's it worth to you? If you know people that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link's joelbrookman.com, and from there they can click on links to either iTunes or Stitcher, and they can get the podcast. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges. Clear your mind. Use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. We're going to pick up from where we left off, and we're going to start with choosing your tasks. But for today, I just want you to think about what the value of your time actually is, and are there certain things you should be doing that you feel are worth that value? And of course there are, and maybe what are they would be the question. And then the next question is, are there things that you shouldn't be doing? And what point at which do you decide, I am not going to take on this task? What is the value that you put on your time? So I think that's the best takeaway here. If you had to put a dollar amount on an hour of your time, what would that number be? And we'll pick up from there tomorrow.